Welcome to another SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry, Senior Site Editor for SearchDataManagement.com. Today, we're learning effective data quality program management tips, discussing issues like program structure, required skill sets, and how those tasked with managing data quality should approach managing the people, process, technology, and culture changes required for successful data quality programs. To learn more, I talked to Evan Levy, partner and co-founder of Baseline Consulting, a professional services firm concentrating on enterprise data issues. Evan leads Baseline's technology consulting team and regularly oversees high-profile systems integration projects. He has been published in a wide array of industry magazines and has spoken about a range of technology delivery experiences at leading industry events. He's the co-author of the book, Customer Data Integration, Reaching a Single Version of the Truth, which describes the business breakthroughs achieved with integrated customer data and explains how to make customer data integration work. Evan is an acknowledged expert in the field of data integration and the technology architectures that support it. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Evan.
It's terrific to be here. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk about data quality and reach out to the folks for SearchDataManagement.com.
Starting off at a high level, what makes a data quality project, or I guess better, a program successful? Are there ways that a program should or shouldn't be structured to be successful?
Well, you know, one of the biggest challenges when it comes to dealing with data quality is making sure people focus on the fact that it's data quality is not about data perfection. One of the biggest challenges I find is people are so focused on how do I make it better? How do I support my business or application users? They get very wound up on trying to what amounts to splitting hairs or focusing on brass tacks rather than saying, wait a second, if the data is perceived to be bad, what is it that we can do to make it better to support what the business is trying to accomplish? So to answer the question of what makes a data quality project or program successful, it's about focusing on what are we trying to fix? And if we have bad data, differentiating what error detection is, in fact, the bad error data itself, as well as focusing on now, if we've identified it to be bad, do we actually have enough information to make it better or to correct it? One good example that many people like to use is address. Well, I actually can determine from someone's street address, the city and state that they're in, if the zip code is missing. Well, with data quality tools or data quality techniques, I can actually distill, interpret, or calculate what the zip code field is. However, there are circumstances where because data is incomplete, I can't correct it, I can't make it better. So to sum up the point about how do you make the program or project successful, you can't sign up to Nirvana, you can't sign up to data perfection simply because you have to differentiate identifying the error before you can focus on correcting it. I'd say the other thing to keep in mind when you're dealing with a data quality program is absolutely make sure that you've got someone who's a stakeholder, whether it's a business user, whether it's an application individual, that can give you the guidance to say, here's what I need to get out of data quality. While I said it's one more thing, it's a loaded one more thing. There's probably four or five key aspects to data quality that one needs to understand. If I'm determining what the error is, I need to know and agree on the meaning, how do I represent it, and what the definition of accuracy is. That seems very simple. For example, if I want to define what the color red is, because whatever's in my database, whether it's a car, whether it's a widget, and I say, you know, red is a reasonable value for color, but I need to make sure that we all agree that that's an accurate value, that it's represented in a consistent fashion, R, red, or in fact, the three RGB numeric values of 195, 49, or 28. A little esoteric, but one of the benefits of having a business user in place or that applications person is to establish that here's what the accurate valued values might be, and if in fact there's enough information to determine, can I correct what the error value is.
Now, what kind of skills should a data quality manager have or cultivate, learn to have, if they want to really be successful at that job?
Well, they need to be able to leap buildings with a single bound and determine data errors from a mile away. Actually, what's really funny about what skills should the data quality manager have, let's first start with the name of the role and or the activities of the role. Sometimes it's called the data quality manager. Sometimes data quality is really focused on a skill or responsibility within another group. So in fact, I think the issue needs to be, if you're in an application development group, does someone own the data quality responsibility, or in fact you rely upon someone outside the group? For organizations that are a little more mature or evolved, sometimes you can actually rely upon an organization called data management, called data administration, that actually has people with the skills that understand how to implement data quality. But leaving the role responsibility pieces aside, because making sure you have someone that owns it is certainly important, the actual skills themselves are probably twofold. One, some sort of background or knowledge about what data quality is, some of the things that we've talked about here. It would also be really valuable to have someone who's done it before. And the reason for that is, one of the biggest challenges we find with implementing data quality is people step up to too much on day one. They focus on nirvana or perfection rather than, well, what can we really accomplish in a week, a month, 3 months, and so forth. The other aspects I take into account are some experience doing data profiling, which is I'll take a look at data and understand what are the details that are there. Some experience with data analysis, actually being able to get your fingers dirty and understand all the different values and items and varieties. And then finally, I'd say some level of business analysis expertise, understanding how the data might be used to really get into, if I'm going to correct it or modify the data, will it be sufficient to solve the business problem at hand? All too often you find that data quality people get hammered into having to respond to a lot of differing needs without understanding how it's being used, so they either over-engineer a solution or in fact they engineer it incorrectly because they're not familiar with how the data is going to be used itself. So that's what I'd say. It's really awareness of the business analytic and data analytic skills, and some experience dealing with data profiling.
Now, can you offer these people who are managing data quality programs any tips for sort of getting people on board with their vision of their program? Are there any perhaps magic words you can share that program managers should know about?
You know, I don't know that there's any magical silver bullet words. I would say probably the tried and true issues of most roles where I've got to make a business user or a constituent happy. Define happiness. Define what the KPIs or the metrics are of determining and assuring that if you build it, the people will be happy. So understanding how they're being measured or how they're measuring you, critically important. As far as the other things, expectation management, ensuring that if there are details that they want or that they need, make sure they understand that it's a journey, not an individual step. And the reason I bring that up is, all too often, data quality, it's a moving target. The data or the details that are accurate today may actually change tomorrow because the company has new products, because the data is coming from a different source, because the data is just different. So it's one of those things that continually needs to be monitored. I often tell people, if you've never had the opportunity to study about data quality, the first thing I'd go do is go pick up a book on quality. Total Quality Management, Philip Crosby, Deming, all of those folks. You don't need to become a master in that, but the whole premise is conformance to requirements. I bring this up because it's more about expectation management in some instances than coming up with data perfection. So understand who your constituents are, make sure that you're fully prepared to deal with conflict resolution, and when your constituents have differing needs, instances where the way two different organizations identify or define a customer, identify or potentially group products, you can't fix the data to suit two needs sometimes. Sometimes it's one or the other. So I bring the point up because dealing with users, dealing with expectations, and understanding what the definition of success is probably more valuable than the rote technical activities that you've got to perform.
Finally, what are the top two or three biggest challenges that somebody managing a data quality program is likely to encounter? And can you offer any advice for overcoming those challenges?
Well, other than probably frustration, one thing that I'll tell you right off the bat is one of the things I find all too often is if I've got the luxury of having one or two or even a team of people working on data quality, these people typically work very, very hard focusing on resolving the problem. And right when they think they're on the cusp of finishing it, they find a requirement or a need change. So the biggest challenge is focus on the journey, not a particular goal, because you'll have many goals moving forward. But beyond that, I would say there's probably three basic things that I like to keep in mind. One is identify what the data quality problem is. Make sure you have consistency and agreement. These are the bad fields. Here's how the data is bad. And then you can identify, here's what I need to fix it. Second item is make sure that you differentiate the error detection piece. For example, the address is bad or I don't have a zip code, from the correction, which is how do we agree to fix the data. One big challenge with data quality is when the data is well understood, like address, it becomes very straightforward to correct. Other times it's not so easy. If I'm dealing with a particular part, I'm dealing with someone's first name or last name, sometimes you haven't got the information to correct it. So all you can do is identify an error. Don't underestimate the value of identifying error values from the correction values. Correction is where people want to go, but sometimes you can steer around the error. I mean, I liken it to a pothole. Yeah, I'd love the pothole to be filled in, but the fact is, I still want to know that it's there. So very often what we encourage is, tell the users where the errors are. They can sometimes fill in the blanks for you and correct it, but don't give up because you can't correct it. The third is, don't go down this path without some sort of sponsor, whether it's a business sponsor, a technology sponsor, or even an application owner. Quite simply, you're going to need guidance and ownership of, once it's corrected, someone agrees, so you know when the job is done. One of the biggest challenges with data correction or data quality is people are so focused on perfection, they never know when the job is done, so they're always measured against perfection rather than being measured against, look at everything that we've built and improved. So those would be the three things.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Evan. To learn more about Evan Levy and Baseline Consulting, visit baseline-consulting.com. This link is also available on the page where you downloaded this podcast. And to learn more about data quality, we hope you'll continue to turn to searchdatamanagement.com. Visit the page where you downloaded this podcast to find links to many more data quality and data governance articles. And don't forget to check out the rest of searchdatamanagement.com for articles, educational guides, podcasts, webcasts, and other resources covering data integration, business intelligence, and a host of other enterprise data management topics. Our RSS feeds are also a great way to stay up to date on the industry and our latest content. And finally, if you have a data quality success story or question to share, or any data management thoughts for that matter, please look for the link on the podcast download page to email me directly with your comments. Once again, I'm Hannah Smaltry, Senior Site Editor. You've been listening to a SearchDataManagement.com podcast. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.